You know, so there I am. I'm 10 years old. I'm laying in bed at night, as you know, waiting to fall asleep as I did every night, listening to the cheap transistor radio on my headboard. You know, it's AM radio and a sea of sort of mediocre industry-created pop. You know, happy, poppy love songs. And suddenly, this beast of a song comes on. You listen to that organ, it catches you right away. Where are we? Some satanic roller rink? I mean, you can picture revenge fantasies to this music. You're gonna cry 96 tears. These guys were clearly dangerous. I think you'll understand. Mom would not approve. Your mom would like the Beatles. Okay, they've got long hair, but they're nice boys. I wanna hold your hand. Come on, let me hear you cry now. You know, question mark would rob the medicine cabinet while you're not looking. Which made them immediately attractive to me. I wanted to be a bad kid. You know, I saw parental love as an obstacle to my having a good time. I envied all my friends who had divorced parents, you know, who were never there so they could go out and misbehave. I really resented the shackles of a fairly normal, happy American home. And this song connected with that. I think this song led directly to heroin for me. You know, and this was definitely a gateway song for me.
Are you hung up?
You were who you listened to and what drugs you took.
Out of sight, yeah.
And all the people who I thought were really cool did heroin. You know, Charlie Parker, Keith Richards, you know, William Burroughs.
They all look like junk.
They were all dope fiends. So heroin is not what everybody else is doing. It's worse. And this song was not what everybody else was doing. It's worse and darker and a little scarier and menacing. So by the time I was 15, I'd figured out how to be bad. I'd figured out also that being the baddest kid in class was a way to get girls, and it was working for me.
You're a smart fella.
I always liked the bad girl in the cowboy movies. The dark-haired girl, the one who dies at the end for her sins, I always liked.
Would you know what kind of car this is?
I wanted the fast, you know, maybe slightly butch girl, you know, in the leather jacket, okay? Always the bad girl.
This is a stolen four-cylinder Ford coupe.
The more experienced girl, you know, the girl who, you know, would hide a gun for you. And I wanted to be the sort of person who she would find attractive.
You're good.
I ain't good, I'm the best.
I wanted to live out the sort of fantasies that I'd accumulated from watching movies and reading books. So I was already a longtime drug abuser and doing my very, very best to emulate the life and works of Hunter Thompson, who was my hero at the time.
Actually, we're both doctors of journalism and we're on our way to Las Vegas to cover the main story of our generation.
I wanted to pack up a kit bag full of drugs and go off and get into completely insane, maximum drug-fueled experiences, which is exactly what I did. A friend and I decided to go away for the weekend to visit some friends who were playing at Kutcher's in the Catskills. You know, here I'm 15. And my friend Alfred is, I guess, 17 and driving on a learner's permit, his mom's car. We're on our way to visit our friends who were playing at Kutcher's, and we pick up two hitchhikers who were two strippers working at the motel across from the Concord. When we told them that, you know, we're high on drugs and have Quaaludes and other controlled substances, they said, oh, we'll come back later and party. And I lost my virginity in the Holiday Inn in Monticello, New York, to a 20-year-old exotic contortionist named Panama Red. At one point, she passed out on the Quaaludes, and we thought we'd killed her. Here we are, you know, mom's car stolen. I'm standing in the motel, in this crappy motel room, and she's just taken two Paris 400 Quaaludes, which were sort of the Rolls Royce of methaqualone at the time. And mid-sentence, she sort of keeled over flat onto the shag carpet and her little Yorkies running around barking at her. And I just remember the look of fear as I looked at my friend Alfred and thought, our parents think I'm sleeping over at your house and I'm standing, like, you know, in a motel room with a dead stripper and we've killed her with our illegal drugs. Fortunately, she revived. And I remember I couldn't tell the story. At a time when every day you did not lose your virginity was an endless sucking vortex of misery, agony, and embarrassment and shame, here was such an over-the-top story that no one would have ever believed it. Ever.
Too many teardrops.
for one heart to be crying.
There's a direct line from listening to this song to that dirty shag carpet and the stripper, exotic dancer, as she called herself.
You're way on top now.
I still love this song.
Since you left me.
It's pure, unfocused, sexual longing, rage, frustration with a beat.
Way down in me.
And that's what rock and roll's about.
But watch out now.
So all those people who said that rock and roll would make your kids rebellious, lead to teenage pregnancies and drug abuse, well, they were right.
We'll be too